The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 13.
Glory to you, Lord.
That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on a path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky soil, and while they did not have much soil, they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. If you have ears, hear." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Grace and peace, siblings in the faith. I was 16 years old when I sang at the funeral of my grandfather, the first of my four to pass away. I was very fortunate to have had four grandparents for so much of my childhood, but this loss was a very hard one. My father, whose father it was who had died, selected the song for the funeral, "The Word of God is Source and Seed." In retrospect, it's hard to know for whom he picked this song. I suspect, however, that it was because the words were some that we all needed to hear that day. They were incredibly tender and healing for me, even as a teenager. The Word of God is source and seed. It comes to die and sprout and grow. So make your dark earth welcome warm. Root deep the grain that God meant to sow. It was a reminder of our shared faith that we are not a people who fear death, but rather we recognize the movement of the Holy One in both death and in life. We recognize the potential that God sees in all things to create, to heal, to sanctify. Our parable today from Jesus is not the assigned lectionary text, but was chosen because it is the reason our Lutheran campus ministry to University of Oregon and Lane Community College is called Good Soil Lutheran Campus Ministry. It grounds us, if you'll pardon the pun, in our mission as family and as neighbors to those on our nearby campuses. Whenever someone asks me why or how we do campus ministry, I feel the need to start here in Scripture and the words of Jesus. Jesus tells us a story about a sower, one who is responsible for distributing seeds to produce crops to nourish and sustain family and community. This sower is exuberant, however, so exuberant that they're not being judicious at all about where they're casting the seeds. And so we get a recitation of a variety of circumstances and outcomes. Seeds on a path that get gobbled up by the birds. Seeds on rocky ground that wither when scorched by the sun because they lack deep roots. Seeds that get choked out by thorns. But finally, also, seeds that fell in good soil and produced bountiful grain. The sower in this parable is traditionally accepted to be God. Most people I know are altogether too practical to go casting seeds over all possible terrain. God, by contrast, is not known for practicality or efficiency, but infinite love, grace, and possibility. the one who is the seat of all our hope and dreams, the source of the greatest and most beautiful vision we could imagine for humanity and all creation. Jesus wants his listeners to know that God is always spreading seeds of love, of life, of inspiration and nourishment, always and everywhere, indiscriminately. Whether or not those seeds take root in us and produce the abundance for which they were meant is not a question of God's activity in our lives, but the different conditions and the conditions of our hearts and minds. One beautiful thing about parables and why we are so blessed that they were Jesus' preferred teaching method is that they are open to our questions and interpretations. They're living stories that are meant to engage us and to provoke questions to arise within our hearts. What does Jesus mean when he speaks of birds eating up the seeds? What do the birds represent? What do we imagine when we think of shallowness and depth as regards to how seeds take root? Where are the thorns in our lives that threaten to choke out the life that God plants within us? These are worthy questions for all of us to consider. In campus ministry particularly, there are any number of threats and challenges that undermine the seeds of inspiration, love, and healing in the lives of students. Extreme academic debt, disproportionately high rates of food and housing insecurity, unstable societal conditions, climate anxiety, disproportionately high rates of depression and other mental health challenges, navigating unprecedented technological shifts, and more, all atop these traditional experiences of differentiating from their household and family of origin and learning what it means to become adults in loving community. Beloved, one model of mission in the church has been to see ourselves in the role of the sower in the lives of others, to imagine ourselves likewise as responsible for the growth of the seeds of the Spirit. And I'm certainly not here to say that the Spirit doesn't work through our lives as faithful people, that we are not servants to the mission of God in the world. But a challenge of this model is imagining ourselves in these roles has sometimes supplanted our call to tend, nourish, and protect the soil itself. We can find ourselves preoccupied with one model for sharing the gospel at the cost of uprooting the thorns that choke the students we seek to serve, or protecting seeds already scattered from being stolen away. By and large, what our neighbors on campus need are people who care about soil, not just their own, but in the lives of those around them, so that love can grow and peace is understood. Many today fear statistics and forecasts about the death of the church, I know. I myself do not. I did not attend a Lutheran church when I was in college, nor did I participate one single day in campus ministry. God did not stop exuberantly and indiscriminately scattering seeds everywhere, all the time. And Lutherans did not stop showing up for me, intending the soil of my heart. They did, however, do the hard labor with me when the thorns were choking me. They did notice when the fervent hopes and dreams were scorched away by the sun, and I was left holding ashes. Just like my grandfather was for me, so too were so many others. No hooks, no conditions, just faithfully committed people who sought to be as Jesus was. I trust that each of us here today could point to similar experiences in our own lives of people who show up to nurture the good soil of our hearts and our lives, so that which is source and seed, breath and life, grace and flesh can take root and produce the fruits of faith, hope, and love. This is the way it has always been. I began this sermon with the funeral of my grandfather. A lifelong Lutheran, he was one of the more humble, grounded, and self-possessed people I have ever known. And he served so faithfully in so many ways throughout his life. When I think of him, I think of this hymn and what it means to make our dark earth welcome, warm, to root deep the grain God bent to sow, to soften to the movement of the Holy One in both life and death, and to see the potential that God sees in all things to create and to heal and to sanctify. This is the way it has been. It is the way it shall be when our children's choir are in college. Yes, there is death in our lives. There are thorns, there are birds, there is scorching heat. But we have love, and we have hope, and we show up. We are God's co-workers working together, knowing that neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, only God who gives growth. As one close to the daily work, I get to witness that growth all the time and be inspired by God's work in the lives of these students. Today, we'd like to share a small window of that with you as well. We heard from Precious this morning as our lector. Thank you, Precious. And here with her are two additional students who are residents of Christus House whose lives are touched by this ministry to share more in their own words about what they see and experience in Good Soil Lutheran Campus Ministry. Wemimo and Corinne are residents of Christus House who have bravely volunteered to share a few words, first about Christus House, and then about Hearth and Table, our weekly food security programs for students, during which we have been serving between 80 and 100 meals each Thursday to our friends across the street. Let's welcome them forward now.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for having us here. My name is Wemimo Ayonobi. You can call me Wemi. Oh, just a little emotional. I'm sorry. Just take a minute. I came into the U.S. In 2019 for a master's program in conflict and dispute resolution. At the University of Oregon. Where I received my master's degree in 2021. And I am currently still in school at the University of Oregon for a graduate certificate degree in nonprofit management from the 3PM department. I have lived in Christus House since I came into the country, and this is my fourth year here. My host parents referred me to Christus House while I was still in Nigeria through the University of Oregon's International Students Friends Program. My host parents are Jeannie and Kent Erickson. Living at Christus House has provided me with a community of students with diverse backgrounds and a wealth of culture and experiences. A community of students willing to create an intentional community with compassion, accountability, and curiosity. I am introverted, and just having the opportunity to build a community with others with diverse personality types supported me in acclimating to a different culture, so I did not feel so alone. Having the chance to share our experiences individually with one another or in a group setting, like our community nights on Sundays, created a bond of shared reality of college students figuring out their lives and needing human connections to survive. I am particularly grateful to have the church, Central Lutheran, offer this housing experience, not just the housing experience, but the opportunity to create a community with one another. Always having their support, The church goes beyond, over and beyond, to ensure that Christ's House students are well. I speak from personal experience for myself and others as well. The church members have also given themselves to service at Christ's House, volunteering to manage the house, send us food, and be on standby to check in if something needs fixing, as well as our security. A lot of people have lost faith in the church today. The Central Lutheran is standing as an example of how the church shows up for their members, community, youth, and the world at large. I want to thank Jeannie, Kent, Deacon Claire, Pastor Lori, Christy, Kim Myers, Cindy, Mason, Howard, and every member of Central Lutheran Church for always lending your support and prayers. We receive your message of love all the time at the house. And I would like to say God bless you and all of yours. We appreciate you from all of Christ's House students, past and present. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Corinne Hoyer. I'm a student at the University of Oregon. I'm studying English literature, public policy, and nonprofit work. I began volunteering with Hearth and Table in the fall of 2021, just like after I got to Eugene for the first time. And I was involved with that through a campus volunteer group. Through Hearth and Table, I came to know Christ's House. I got to know some of the residents through our mutual volunteer work. And I've been living at Christ's House since fall of last year. And I was just really attracted to the idea of intentional community, and it's just been an incredible experience. I think that on a larger scale, Hearth and Table is important to students because it offers support to those experiencing food insecurity. It's low barrier, and it creates safe spaces for all to share a meal together and exist for a minute without the stress of wondering where your next meal will come from. On a personal note, this will be my third year with Hearth and Table, and I think I'm still called to it because my dad died after I moved to the university. Sorry. It gave me something to show up for each week. I'm genuinely and truly grateful for all the Hearth and Table, Christ's House, and the church has given me. And thank you all for supporting this program. It's becoming a pillar of support for people experiencing food insecurity at the university. I hear people talking about it at my classes. We talk about it at my work. And like your impact, like the impact of the program really spreads throughout the community. Thank you for all your support. For these programs and these students. Thank you.
Can we thank Wamimo and Corinne for their courageous sharing? We are blessed to be in relationship with tender and courageous, beautiful humans across the street. I would like to echo my thanks to you as a congregation, to our council, to the campus ministry committee, of which I know Becky Sherson is here. The names of others are in your bulletin. Mason Howard, we so appreciate the gifts that you bring to this ministry. Now I will invite you to stand for our hymn of the day, "The Word of God is Source and Seed."